Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, love, happiness, and good spirits. And we truly appreciate you listening today. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us goes through our ups and downs. Each and every one of us has to face life at different times, in different ways. It comes at us from different directions, and in some cases, from a lot of different people. However, the one thing that you have total control over, that is, as long as you're in your right mind, the one thing that you have total control over is your mindset. So, today, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about mindset, because without the right mindset, you are truly lost. Now, a lot of people may wonder, what does he mean, I am truly lost without the right mindset? A lot of us get up in the morning with negative on our mind. You know, the first thing that we say in the morning is it's going to be one of those days. As soon as somebody cuts us off in traffic, or as soon as something that we didn't want to happen happens, or that we weren't anticipating happening, that we don't see as a plus, we go and say something to start making that comment actually a reality. So what happens? That comment, that negativity, that thought, that mindset, that state of mind becomes something that kind of permeates our entire day. It becomes almost the mantra for how the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the evening, it doesn't matter what it is, but the rest of the time is going to be. Because we've already decided, we've already made up our mind, we've already set our mindset to have that negativity in our lives. So what I'd like to talk to you about today, ladies and gentlemen, is grabbing a hold of your life, grabbing a hold of your mindset, keeping that positive spirit and that positive belief while also doing positive things and understanding that in the end everything happens for a reason, and sometimes you're the creator of those events. You are the architect of your life. You're the architect of your structure, your building. You're the artist that's drawing on your canvas. Your canvas is you, and you are basically the hand or whatever it is that's controlling the brush. You're deciding what paint to dip it in. You're deciding what to dilute, what not to dilute. You're deciding to add red or blue or green. You're deciding of what the picture is going to be, how it's going to look, and you're controlling every single stroke and every single little movement as you add to your canvas. Now, your life, if you were to look at it in the mindset of an artist, and please forgive me if somebody's an artist and I make a quote that isn't quite or a comment that isn't quite in line with somebody that draws. But when you are actually adding stuff to your canvas, now this could be a life's work or this could be a series of different little works. Matter of fact, that's kind of how I'd like to address today's show. I like to address the different things that we do in our lives as the little paintings, the little portraits that we do, the little pencil drawings that we create up till we create our masterpiece. And from that, we go into the different levels of our progression in life, our development, our ability to actually become the artist that we want to be, to draw the types of pictures or to create the type of art that we want to create on the canvas that inevitably is our lives. Each day you get up and you start your day. Well, first off, instead of starting the day off with a negative mindset, as in, what is the knuckleheads at the job going to do today, or what stupid thing is my husband going to do, or my wife going to do, or the kids going to do, or a supervisor or something like that, or a fellow employee. How about getting up in the day and wondering, how can this be a great day for you, but also saying that it's going to be a great day for you, that it's going to be something that is going to be new and exciting, that you're going to grow and learn and develop from today, and that today is an opportunity for you to work on becoming an even better you than you already are. That mindset kind of changes the whole dynamic of the day. Also, you taking responsibility for the day also changes the dynamic of the day. So if it's a bad day, it's a bad day because you allowed it to be a bad day. You allowed that negativity. You allowed that thing to happen. Or even if something negative happens to you, you allowed that thing to take over your day. You allowed it to have so much control that it wasn't something that you learned in a second. It was something that you carried through 24 hours of that day. It may have taken you a second, a millisecond, to discover that there was an error or, you know, something that happened. But you're the one that carries that with you. You know, I was talking to somebody actually this morning, and they were telling me that, you know, they almost got sideswiped. They almost got broadsided or T-boned yesterday in their car. And I'm listening to the gentleman that's talking to me, telling me about the fact that he almost got T-boned. And then as I'm listening to the story, he says to me, yeah, I was at the light, or I was at the stop sign. No, the light. I was at the light, and this person was driving their car, and I was getting ready to go because the light changed. And I looked at them, and I saw that it didn't look like they were going to stop. So he didn't go forward. He stayed. Now, if he had gone forward, he'd have gotten T-boned or hit, but he didn't go forward. So what was his mindset? His mindset was, yeah, I almost got sideswiped, T-boned, or in an accident today. Because if he'd have gone through the light, he had the right of way because the light was green on his side. However, he saw a car coming down the road from his left, and he saw that that car wasn't going to stop, or he didn't believe it was. So instead of him looking at the green light and going forward, he looked at the person, he looked at the green light, and then he looked at the person who was coming at a rate of speed that didn't look like they were going to stop, and he didn't go forward, so he didn't get T-boned. But that was one part of it. Here's the other part. The part is, listen to the mindset that he said. He said that, I almost got hit today. I almost got T-boned today. Well, in actuality, he didn't almost get T-boned. Why? Because he didn't put his car in the intersection. So since he didn't cross the intersection, then he didn't almost get T-boned. If he'd have followed the light, the indicator telling him that he could go, yes, he would have had the accident. But that was a negative mindset. That negative mindset, now that's something simple, is something that he not only carried with him whenever it happened yesterday, but here it is a brand new day, and he brought that negativity, he brought that mindset that he almost got T-boned, something that actually didn't happen. Would have happened if he'd have gone forward, but something that actually didn't happen, he brought that to reality, not the physical accident. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is that he brought the mindset of having or possibly having a physical accident. So are you doing the same thing with your life? Are you predicting negativity and then getting negativity? Are you predicting negativity and then saying, oh, well, you know, it didn't happen today, but it's just a matter of time? We all need to guard our minds, and we all need to be very careful of what it is that we do and say. You know, I used to work at a job at a company, and it was a very, very negative environment. And sometimes, you know, at first I didn't think it was that way, but in some cases, I was one of the few positive lights in that environment or in that work situation. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I was perfect. I'm not saying that I was God's gift to the company. What I am saying, though, is that when most people brought me negativity, I would reverse it back on them and say, okay, so what's the positive out of it? This didn't work, so what do we do now? This didn't go the way that we wanted it to go, so what can we do to get the outcome that we need to get, so that we can meet our metrics, so that we can meet our goals, so that we can meet our deliverable, whatever it is that we need to do. And from that, I had people that brought negativity to me, but we turned that negativity into a learning experience and turned that learning experience and that negativity, from that we found the positivity in it. We found the ability to make things work. We found out how to work together. And that person that came with a frown left with hope or left with a smile because we found a solution to where, in a lot of cases, that same person didn't believe that there was a solution. So without the right mindset, you're truly lost. If you believe that you can't do it, then guess what? You're right. If you believe you can't, you're right. If you believe you can, you're right. So in that case, I think most of us ought to keep in mind to try to keep what we believe that we can and then find ways to make that possible. Can you do everything? Of course you can't do everything. You're restricted by finances. You're restricted by mindset. You're restricted by height, size, color, education, you know, youth, health, you know, the ability to use an arm, a leg. You're limited by those things, but those things don't really limit you unless you decide that they limit you. You know, you can become an astronaut, okay? You may never fly, but you can become an astronaut. You can become the president. You know, you may not be the president of the United States or of a country, but you can become the president of your own company, of Inc. U. Actually, you are the president of Inc. U. Now, here's my question. Where are you making your investments? What are you doing to improve your overall value? You know, that's another thing that I love to touch on with different people. You get different people that talk about they have a degree or they have, you know, credentials or what have you. Well, guess what? Any degree or any credentials that you have, the day that you get them, they're antiquated. They're already out of date. They may still be in style, but they're already on their way out. Why? Because there's a newer, better, faster, quicker way of doing things right around the corner. And that's how we have something called progress. We all need to, one, have a positive outlook, two, work together, and three, find ways to take our talents and the talents when possible and use them so that we can actually reach and find the levels of success that we want. You know, I was talking with a gentleman, well, I talk with him off and on, but I was talking with a gentleman just today, and he made a really phenomenal aha moment for me. What he said was, okay, Z, what is it that you want to do? I said, I want to do this, 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 and this. He said, well, who do you know that can help you? And I was like, well, I don't know who can help me. I don't really think that there is anybody I can ask. You know, I don't maybe believe, you know, I didn't believe that I had enough people, that I had enough social capital with, that I had enough that knew me, liked me, and trusted me enough to step up. Why is that? That's part of my own little problems because of the fact that most of the things that I've done, I figured out a way to do them on my own, or I figured out a way to get around some of the obstacles. So my shortfall is that sometimes I believe that I have to do it all. Well, guess what? I really don't have to do it all, and I'm really handcuffing myself and not allowing others to actually assist me and giving them the ability to give back to me. I was always one of those people that was always giving and always thought that if it was going to happen, then I needed to make it happen. Now, realizing that in my travels, there's a lot of people that I've helped. There's a lot of people that I've worked with. And there's some people that I haven't helped, but some people that just appreciate me, appreciate me listening, appreciate me talking to them, appreciating me interacting with them. And these are people that would love to assist me or lend me a hand in some things and could probably do it a lot better than me, but because of my myopic view, thinking that I had to do it all or that nobody was really in my corner like that, I deprived them and I deprived myself. I deprived myself of understanding and learning that there were people out there that were willing to help and that could help. I deprived them by not giving them the opportunity to do something that for them may be a very small thing. It may be huge to me, just like some of the things that I may have done for them may have been huge for the people that I've assisted, but it was nothing for me. because I just didn't see myself in that position. Well, the young man that I'm talking about, he brought something, and again, he's younger than me. He brought something to my attention. He said, well, think of some people that you know that could probably help you, but you haven't gotten out of your own way and maybe given them the opportunity. Those weren't his exact words, but that's pretty much what he was saying. And I thought about it, and I said, okay. So I actually went. I went into my little, I guess you can call it Rolodex, and I said, okay, out of the people that I know, based on what I want to do, how many people can I think of that are probably in a position where they could actually assist me in my goal or assist me with my task, and it really wouldn't be hard for them as long as I had the credibility, as long as I had created the visibility and credibility for them to be willing to share their credibility with me. Shockingly, I came up with over 25 people. So that's 25 people that could help me reach my goal. So here's my question, or do the task that I want to do, and I'd actually be giving back to them. So here's my question. My question is, how many people are listening right now, have people in your circle that know, like, and trust you? Have people that you've created social capital with that are willing to help you reach your goal, and you haven't asked them. You haven't thought about it because you're somewhat like me. You're one of those people that always found a way without really enlisting the service of someone else. You did the work you didn't need to do. You worked harder, basically, instead of smarter. You didn't utilize the assets that you have, that you've created, that you've earned to help you to reach your goal quicker, faster, and probably more efficiently. So when I talk about being in your right mind and when I talk about having the right mindset, I'm also talking about being open to receive. A lot of us are open to give. Some of us aren't, but a lot of us are open to give, but very few of us are open to receive. And it's really funny because a lot of the people that are constantly giving usually are not receiving. They're receiving in other ways, but they're not receiving. They're receiving in the sense that they're able to give, but they're not receiving in the sense that they feel that they have people in their corner that can give back to them. And I am hugely one of those individuals. So when I talk about mindset and I talk about thinking forward, what I'm talking about is you, again, getting out of your own way. You know, Tom Hopkins said, do what you fear most, and you will control your fears. That's a very profound statement, and I quote a lot of old statements. Why? Because they have value, because they mean something. They meant something when they were said by the individuals that said them, and they still mean something now. Another one was by Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill said that the moment that you commit to quit, holding yourself back, all sorts of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance will rise up and help you. The simple act of commitment is a powerful magnet for your help, to help you. So once we stop having that myopic view and stop acting like we are it and that we're, you know, the gift to everything and everybody, and start trying to help people and let people help us, that's when we truly start to grow. That's when we truly start to progress to that next level. I think one of the shortfalls of man is that we are not conscious of our consciousness. Again, not trying to get philosophical, but we don't realize the greatness that is within us all, in the sense of all of us working together on certain tasks, we're going to get those tasks done correctly or done quickly. Why does a corporation succeed? A corporation succeeds because somebody or somebodies had an idea. That idea was to start a particular business. And then what do? They start hiring people to do certain jobs. And what do they end up doing? Eventually, the smart ones promote themselves out of a position. The dumb ones try to continue to have control and continue to run things. But the really smart ones, those are the guys that have 5 and 6 and 7 and 10 and 20 companies. And why do they have it? Because as they grow and progress, they move to different levels in their lives. So now they're expanding themselves and expanding their energy and expanding their goals and clearly expanding their ability to create money and to earn money. And they're diversifying themselves by getting other people to do the task. So the mindset is, if I'm the manager or if I'm the owner of a company, I can do a $5 job, or I can hire somebody to do a $5 job so that I can do the $10 job. Then I can hire somebody to do the $10 job so I can do the $20. Then I can hire somebody to do the $20 job so I can do the $100 job and the $1,000 job and all of the above. And eventually, what do I have? As long as I keep my margins in line and I keep my employees happy and I keep creating quality product, now I'm a multimillionaire and I'm employing hundreds, maybe thousands of people. But yet now all I'm doing is making sure that the people that are supposed to be doing their jobs are reaching their goals, not doing their jobs for them, but promoting myself out of the positions that I used to use. Well, the same thing goes for your life. Who are you promoting up that can help you promote yourself up? Because by helping them, you're helping yourself. That's a state of mindset. You know, I was talking with a young lady today. We were talking about a book that I wrote, which is called Positive Self-Defense for Women. And the young lady, who's a very bright, very intelligent, very sharp woman, made a comment, and she said, you know, that's kind of a negative concept or a negative title or area. Well, in reality, it's not. Why is it not? It's not because in the world that we live in today, learning how to protect yourself is hugely important. However, what's even more important is learning how to protect yourself without having to physically protect yourself, by being aware, by being in the right mindset, by respecting your surroundings, by understanding your instincts. Now, do we also cover the physical part? Yes, we do. But the mindset of the book is, if I can improve your mindset or change your mindset and change your level of awareness, then you won't have to use the physical self-defense. You won't find yourself in a situation where it's necessary for you to have to protect yourself. So is the book negative? No, what's negative is somebody grabbing you, assaulting you, murdering you, killing you. What's negative is the fact of you having, or your family having to wonder what happened to you, where are you, you know, all of the stress associated with that, along with your kids, your family, and all of these other people that are in your life. So we're taking the negative of the world and finding positive solutions on how to make sure that you're not, as I say, cast for the part. You know, confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong. And that was by Peter McIntyre. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have to not fear to take action. You have to not fear to be wrong or to make a mistake. What you need to do is take advantage of what you need to take advantage of, and from those mistakes, learn from it, and then make the corrections so that you don't continuously repeat those mistakes. Most people, the problem is that they're constantly repeating things. You know, Hector Berzin said that time is a great teacher. Unfortunately, it kills all of its pupils. We all need to learn from the experiences of other people and our own, but you need to try to learn more from the experiences of other people than you do from yourself. Why? Because you don't have time. Time is a finite thing for every living being. So why not get a head start? Because somebody else has already done that wrong. Somebody else has already made that mistake. Somebody else has already gotten it right. Are you that person? No, each person is unique. Each person is different. However, if you take that information and use it to your benefit, then guess what? You're actually taking a shortcut. You're getting around those problems that you would have had to face because guess what? You're taking that person's knowledge and using it to the benefit of you and everybody around you, sharing it. You know, don't let your friends fall on their sword. You know, when I was in the military, I had an officer once tell me, well, that's okay if they fall on their sword, and so is life. Well, that's not cool. The reason that's not cool is because if I see that you're about to fall on your sword and I bring it to your attention, if you're smart, guess what? You're going to remember to have the blade down. You're going to remember to not do it, and you may now save someone else. You know, there was a great show that came on. It was a commercial, and they were talking about when one person helps one person and that person sees somebody else getting helped, and that basically encourages them to help the next person because they saw someone provide a kindness or do a kindness for somebody else. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can't make it through this life alive. However, you can help make someone's life better every day. Just holding the door. It doesn't matter whether they say thank you or not. All right? Just saying thank you. It doesn't matter whether they appreciate it or not. You know that you did what you were supposed to do. Your life is supposed to be lived by you. You can't live anybody else's life for them. You can give them the knowledge. Or how do they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I'm really not good at those sayings, but it's still true. So in life, you don't choose who or when you're going to die. You don't choose how you're going to die or when you're going to die. You can only choose how you're going to live now. So this show is about choosing and deciding, how are you going to live now? How are you going to live today? What do you have to change, or what do you need to change in your life set, in your life, in your mindset, in your life, to be the person that you were truly meant to be? To live the success that you want to live, to stop expecting someone else to do what you're not willing to do. You know, you're a lady or a man, and you want your significant other to stay in shape, but you won't stay in shape. You know, you want someone else to have all or bring in all of the money, but you don't want to bring in any money. You want somebody to spend on you, but you don't want to spend on anybody else. You want the people to keep the house clean or keep the work area clean, but you won't keep your own house clean and you won't keep your own work area clean or your car. You want somebody to pay for whatever, but you're not willing to do your part. You know, it's folly, which a man regrets most of his life, but yet didn't commit to taking advantage of the opportunities that were presented to him. Each and every one of us is giving a plethora of opportunities. Those opportunities are opportunities and choices that we make to take advantage of them or to not take advantage of them. If we don't take advantage of them, then who loses? If we don't take action, then when tomorrow comes, we can't really complain about that. We need to deal with it. Why? Because we chose not to take action today. If something goes wrong in our lives, guess what? Accept it. If you can correct it, correct it. If you can't correct it, move on. Life is a constant wheel of lessons. Don't get in the wheel and get stuck in the rut. Get in the wheel and learn from it. Try other wheels. Do other things. Have a positive mindset. Understand that not every relationship, not every partnership, not every place, not every person is good for you. And also understand that you also must do what's good for you and good for them if you're going to have a relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you would like to learn more about me, I'm also a speaker. I'm an author of 3 books. My 4th book is going to be coming out shortly, which is Positive Self-Defense for Entrepreneurs, Not What You Think. And again, my recent book is Positive Self-Defense for Women. Ladies, I encourage you to get it. Please feel free to contact me. You can send me an email at zzsuccess@aol.com. And again, I also do speaking events, and I'm always looking to come and talk to people that want to learn more about themselves and doing better. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for your time, thank you for your patience, and as always, I wish you and yours much success. Take care of you, and have a great life. See ya.